This is TechCrunch.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Last year, Elon Musk's social network X, formerly known as Twitter, rolled out a feature for paid users to hide their blue check marks from others after the checks became primarily a paid feature. Now the company is making another U-turn. It's sending notifications to users warning that the feature will go away soon. As with other decisions taken by X, there is no definite timeline as to when the switch will happen. More definite is that the move will add one more layer of confusion around what the blue check mark actually means these days, since it is arriving swiftly on the heels of yet one more change, X expanding blue check status to more non-paying users based on how many blue check followers they have themselves. Last week, the company removed a section in its X Premium support page that described how paying users could hide their check marks. This week, it began to send notifications to premium users, spelling things out a bit more. Before the days of Elon, a blue check on your handle was the ultimate Twitter humble brag, conferred by Twitter itself based on the size or impact of your profile on social media or the wider world to help distinguish accounts as genuine and not impersonations. All that changed after Elon took over and turned the checks into a premium paid feature, making the symbol something anyone could buy for a small fee. In other words, not really valuable as a status or verification symbol at all, and maybe even a little embarrassing. Yet, even if people didn't always want to admit that they were paying money to a company that had turned into such a mess under its new owner, there were other benefits to the premium tier, such as editing features, the ability to publish longer posts, and extra direct messaging features. Twitter/X offering the ability to hide the checkmarks. Now, those who had been not proud users are speaking out. The company more widely continues to grapple with major trust and safety issues on the platform, not just impersonators, but misinformation, harassment, and other abusive content. When Elon changed the blue checkmark feature into a revenue driver, he undermined the point of it in trying to combat some of those issues. X has made a number of other moves that have confused what blue checkmarks actually mean when you see them on the site. After switching to allowing only paying users to have checkmarks, some people still seem to be retaining blue checks even when they weren't paying Elon a penny. Later, the company more officially moved to reinstate the blue checkmark for very select top accounts. Then earlier this month, the social network started handing out blue checkmarks to influential users with more than 2,500 verified followers. The company also started offering its premium subscription to these users and premium plus subscription to users with more than 5,000 verified followers. Both operate on a kind of pyramid scheme, since verified becomes a large bucket of paid users, with some that are unpaid, none of which are clearly marked or explained. That's all for now. For more stories like this one, visit TechCrunch.com.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.